January 7th, Saturday in Christmas time. At this week's Monday night football game, Damar Hamlin, a player on the Buffalo Bills football team, after making a seemingly routine tackle, suddenly collapsed and went into cardiac arrest. Medical personnel rushed onto the field to try to revive him, while the players on both teams stood around stunned, some in tears. In this moment of deep anxiety and distress, many of them gathered in prayer. When we feel helpless and overwhelmed in the face of some great tragedy or need, we often turn to prayer. Those awful moments bring the stark realization that we face hostile forces that are beyond our control. We know we can't go it alone, so we pull together and turn to a higher power for help. This is the spirit behind the passage from the first letter of St. John in today's first reading. The community is told that if they see someone sinning, they should pray to God, and God will save that person from the power of sin. The writer assures the community that this prayer will be effective. There are several points to note about this teaching. First, it is done out of love for another. The community sees a, quote, brother in trouble from falling into sin and reaches out to rescue him and bring him back to life. Second, it is done communally, not just as individuals. The second paragraph of this passage, as well as the context of the whole letter, makes this clear. The letter is addressed to the we who belong to God, arrayed against, quote, the whole world that, quote, is under the power of the evil one. The believing community then is instructed to band together and ask God to help one of their own who is in danger of falling under the sway of the enemy. This outreach helps restore the unity of the community by bringing back one who has gone astray and is in danger of being lost. Third, it is done for a good purpose, quote, according to God's will. Saving someone from sin is doing God's work, so it brings the petitioners into harmony with God's will and makes them instruments of God's saving work. Finally, this prayer is an expression of trust, both in God's care and in God's power to fend off the destruction power of sin. As the passage says, we have this confidence in God that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. To summarize, this account envisions a community that comes together out of love for a fallen member who is the victim of a sinister power they cannot control, and therefore they call on God for help and protection. In doing so, they draw closer to one another and to God in faith and love. This is not so different from what we saw on the football field Monday night. Viewing Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field in serious danger, the players suddenly realized how the violence they had come to accept as part of their game could spiral out of control and threaten to destroy them. That drew them together out of genuine love for their fallen brother and one another, and caused them to turn to God as the only one who could deliver him and them. We see many of the same elements in a more positive context in today's gospel. Jesus, Mary, and the disciples are at a wedding banquet, which is often used in the scriptures as a symbol of the community of believers, the church, gathered around the heavenly banquet table. The joy and fellowship of the occasion is threatened as the wine has run out. Out of compassion for the couple and the guests, Mary turns to Jesus for help. In spite of his initial dismissal of her appeal, she shows complete trust in his ability and willingness to help, telling the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Jesus gives in to her request, lavishly providing the party with more and better wine than they could possibly hope for. This act of generosity not only saved the party and shielded the married couple from embarrassment, but it furthered God's will in a far deeper way, becoming the beginning of Jesus' signs and planting the first seeds of faith in the disciples. This account also emphasizes the role of Mary, who is often seen as a symbol of the church, in bringing God's kindness and help into a difficult situation. While Jesus seems abstracted and distant from the problem, Mary is fully present to the moment and the needs of the people there. She is the one who pulls Jesus in to use his power to resolve a difficult situation. Often, this is our role. God asks us to be present to those in need, and through our compassionate prayer, to be the means through which God's powerful help comes to them. These readings then remind us that prayer is ultimately about relationships. In a time of need, it draws us closer to one another and to God, strengthening our bonds in love and trust.